Folks, I've talked to you about this before. Distilled. You are looking to get a nice pair of denim jeans. It's hard to find a perfect pair. You know how hard it is. You go to different places, stores, outlet malls, whatever. You can't find the jeans that are right for you. This is a James changer. This is a game changer, James. James, this is a game changer. You listen to me, James? It's Distilled, D-S-T-L-D, luxury grade denim, James, at an affordable price. Jeans that would normally cost you hundreds, Distilled has starting at just $75. You know, I've talked to you about this before. You have to listen to me. They utilize the same fabrics, factories, and wash houses as the best known brands in the business. So we skip the markups and middlemen. The result is pure unadulterated denim without the retail runaround. Just go to distilled.com and see where minimalist design meets maximum comfort. Just go to distilled.com now.
Oh, well.
Excuse me. And use the protocol. Use the protocol promo code office at checkout and get 20% off. That's 20. Not two, 20% off jeans. They're already cheap. They're already affordable. Now you're getting 20% off. You just put in the access code. Do it now. That's Distilled promo code office. Five letters. All you need to know, folks. DSTLD.com. Oh, yeah. Good morning, everybody. What's happening? It's Tim Heidecker. It is 9 o'clock in the morning here on the West Coast. It is Thursday, October 26th. Hot puppies. Doug Lusenhop is in the office today. He's plugging everything in, cutting it right down to the wire. We appreciate it, though. What am I doing here, Red? How's that? All right, ladies and gentlemen, Doug is plugged in. Let's do a little line check on Doug.
How about this mic here?
Yeah, you sound good.
I do?
Yeah. Can you hear yourself?
In the headphones, all I hear is, what's the buzz?
You don't hear yourself in the headphones.
Maybe just a touch.
Yeah. All right, good. How's that?
There we go.
I think
the
music comes in pretty hot generally.
How about this?
Up my ass.
Yeah, that's coming in.
Yeah, it's coming in hot. Hey, Robert, how are you?
Hello.
Hello.
You can turn me down a little, Tim.
Turn you down a little bit?
I mean the headphones, the cans.
Just in general, okay.
Got it.
A little bit. Dialing it. They're very sensitive.
Robert was yelling.
I know. Robert, come in. If you call in.
Still?
If you call in, just talk with your normal voice.
This is my normal voice.
No, it isn't. You called anyone. Hello?
Sorry, the mic may have been close to my mouth.
Who is this, Nathan Fielder?
Nope.
What am I supposed to do?
You sound like Nathan Fielder.
How's everyone doing?
This does sound like, am I crazy?
This
sounds like Nathan Fielder.
Honestly, this is crazy because my friends say that I have a Nathan Fielder type vibe, but I do not try to act like that guy.
Okay. I believe you. I'm just making a
comment. We're not saying you're trying to do it. We're saying you do it.
Well, this is just me naturally speaking right now.
It really is freaking me out.
You got that like vocal fry going on too. you know, a little bit?
Well, I have a quick question for you guys. I hope you're having a great morning. I wanted to ask Doug a quick question here.
Pitch us an idea to make more money for businesses?
No. Well, actually, could
Hey, can you hear, by the way, can you hear Doug?
Yeah, he's like a little bit faint, but I can hear him
all
right.
Okay, good. As long as everyone understands that, go like, you can't start going, I can't hear him as perfectly as I can hear you. There's going to be a differential here.
No, so, I know this is not a professional setup, and I think you guys are doing fine.
We're doing the best we can with the resources we have.
It's great.
I'm retarded.
Okay, so what? Easy with that.
Well, the thing I wanted to know, first of all, Doug, is I saw you guys live in Brooklyn City a while back, and I thought the Uber bit that you did was freaking hilarious. Is there any chance you'll release that track?
Well, thank you very much. I don't think so, because that track is it's kind of like it's a bunch of samples of other songs. I guess I could, but it's not really that much of an original song as it is like kind of like a mashup of.
I think the trouble, Doug, you have in general with releasing things is there's so much of your material, so much of your content that features samples and pieces of other people's work that it becomes a bit of a hornet's nest. Am I right on
it's
that?
It's a hornet's nest, Tim. Yeah, I mean, I would like to release a lot of the kind of tracks like that I've made, but I don't think I can because there's like copyright issues and.
You're concerned about the legality.
And like even putting out a live album, I would have to cut out half of my jokes just because it's all copyrighted samples.
Thank you.
It's a big hassle.
Can I ask you real quick one more thing? It seemed like you did a video with Mac DeMarco in the past. I'm wondering how that relationship came to be.
My friend John works for Pitchfork, and he used to do documentaries.
Oh!
Documentaries of Mac DeMarco, or he did a documentary with Mac DeMarco. And then the rest is history. And then, you know, they introduced me to him, and then we became friends.
Where's your crickets sample, Doug?
Trying to answer the question.
I know, but you could say, you know what, it doesn't matter. That's what I would do.
All right. I didn't have my coffee, Tim. There was an accident on the freeway.
Ooh, is everybody okay?
Look at me. I'm texting Joe right now to see if he'll grab me a coffee.
Get him something. Anybody listening.
Bring me a coffee.
You know what? Maybe the office here, maybe the kids that work here are coming up into this world would while they're working be listening to the show.
Do you think
maybe
anyone
they'd be here, listening to the show.
Anyone in here is listening.
Maybe they'd be listening to the show, folks. That's a pretty good radio voice. It's not really my Alex Jones. It's kind of a morning guy general. All right, let's move along. I'll do this guy
right,
for
thanks,
a while.
Guys.
All right, take care. All right, we're talking Dodgers. Terrence Bluedale calling in. Where are you calling from, Terrence?
Hello. Tim, come on. This is Terrence from New York. How do you not?
All right. You know what? Forget you.
This is gonna suck.
I gotta keep the calls varietal.
Love it.
Varietal. We want
to. What happened to that last guy?
He calls every week. I might pick up on him later if the calls die down, but there's a lot of calls coming in. Angel,
hi.
I'm on a lot of, as opposed to Doug, I'm on a lot of coffee.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad
you're
here.
You sound crazy.
Doug's some coffee.
Well, how can I help you today? Listen, I'm trying to be in a better mood than I was last week. My health is 100% right now.
Oh, good.
Mine took a dive, oddly, in the last week.
Really? Is that true? You did not catch what I got.
I don't think I got what you got. But.
No. Well, here's what happens when a guy like me gets sick. The whole world slows down. Everybody goes, well, wait a minute. We need you, boss. We need you at 100%. We need your ideas. And we need your focus. Can't do it. And suddenly everyone's sitting. You know, there was a kid working for me. Saw him on the street with a tin can. He was trying to get by. He said, I can't do it. When Heidecker's down, when he's ill, we are all pushed out on the street. But no, the truth is, what happens with a guy like me gets sick, guess who gets sick next? My children, my kids. They got hit with it. And that's almost worse than me being sick because I got to tend to them.
Yeah.
But it's been it's a little bit of a infirmary over at the Heidecker household the past few days.
So they got sick too?
They're sick as hell.
Did they were they okay?
I don't know if they're going to pull through this one, I'll be honest with you. This could be curtains.
Could be curtains.
Horrible joke.
Touch and go. Touch and go. So how can I help you, Angel?
Hey, Tim, I don't have a question. I just wanted to tell DJ Doug Pound that, like, I saw the live show with my husband, and I don't think, like, I have the, like, awesome show Great Songs or whatever album from a million years ago, and so I'm, like, kind of familiar with what you do, but I don't think my husband had ever seen or heard you before, and he, like, literally pissed his pants in the audience.
He's the highlight of the show.
What? Yeah. I don't think that my husband was ready for, like, that kind of an opener.
He pissed?
He teed a little bit. His tip got a little wet.
Awesome.
That's great to hear.
That's all.
That's what I like to hear. This is the sounds I like.
Yeah,
by the way, Doug, do you think you can have... I'd love for you to see if you can... I know you got a lot of stuff going on over there, but...
Oh, look who's bringing me a coffee.
Joe Staken, ladies and gentlemen. Joe, come on the mic real quick. Get on Doug's mic real quick. We want to thank our... Joe, what's your story? What would for our audience know? You've directed some things. You've created some content for the Absolutely Community?
Yeah. Sort of? Videos and okay. Some shorts and some things.
All right, get out of here.
All right, give it up for Joe Staken.
Joe Staken. Philly boy. Philly boy Joe. All right, here's thanks, Angel. I'm sure Doug appreciated that. I did not.
Okay, bye.
Bye. How about Katriana?
Hello, my name's Katarina.
Katarina, sorry. Sorry.
Hello.
I would like to place an order for a John Entwistle, please.
Oh, a John Entwistle.
Yes.
Nice reference to my old career as a content creator for other people's podcasts.
What do you mean an old career? Like, what, can I get one or not?
No, that was a gag. It was a riff. It was a bit.
John Ent.
But, like, are you still the co-vice president of the Who?
No. Katarina, where are you calling? Let's talk real. Let's talk for real. This isn't improv theater. This isn't some kind of gag factory here. We're here to be communal and okay. Be respectful of each other.
Okay. I became a barrister today.
You became a barrister today. Where are you calling from, Australia?
I'm calling from Australia.
You guys have courts today. Down there? What are they? Kangaroo courts? Hello.
No,
Doug,
no,
quickly,
real,
quickly.
For real. No, they're not kangaroo. They're real courts. And I can afford a John Entwistle. And
she's returned to her why the original thing I was not enjoying, but
yeah,
anyways, congratulations. That must take a lot of work, even in Australia.
Yes, especially in Australia, if I must say.
You're on speaker here.
Well, who's with you there?
I have some friends around him.
Are you guys celebrating? Did you guys toasting your big...
It's pretty late tonight. We're celebrating. And we realize that it's office hours in America. So we thought we'd rub it in, given that you guys were in the office right now.
So what city are you going to be barristing in?
In Melbourne.
Oh, cool.
Criminal defense.
I'm going to go down there. Oh, that's great. I'm going to go down there and get myself in trouble.
Okay,
yes,
well...
We can take you to trouble. We can.
No, you don't want to get into trouble. You don't need me. Like, you know, you don't need to get rapey or anything like that.
No,
like,
no. Are you...
First
of all, how dare you jump to that conclusion that I'm going to get raped?
I don't. I'm just like an expert in the rapey field.
Well, I'm talking about simple cat burglary. A simple cat burglary. I'm going to find the richest jerk in the world down there in Melbourne. I'm going to cat burgle him. I'm going to steal his... Silverware.
And when the police ask you up and just say, no comment, sir.
There you go.
Just don't say anything. Just don't speak. Call me.
Don't speak. I hear just what you're saying. The world's its own. All right. Well, listen, take care. Thank you. All the best. G'day, mate. They can't like that, you know? Hey, Robbie. Robbie? Uh-oh.
Oh, he's by a train?
Don't jump! Hey, you got so much to live for.
Maybe he's tied up on the tracks.
Oh, maybe he's tied up. Where's the villain? Hey, who's this? Are you there?
Oh, now I can hear you.
Oh, good. We can hear you. We heard a train going by. That was pretty neat.
Yeah, there's definitely a train going by.
What train are we talking?
Argyris?
What's that?
What train? What line?
It's the light rail here in Baltimore. Woo! Yeah. I didn't have any questions. I just really wanted to say I appreciate that you've been so outspoken against Trump.
Thank you.
And I think it's cool that when any celebrity uses their platform to do that. So, yeah, I just wanted to say thank you.
Well, I get the opposite. Usually people are saying that I'm some kind of jumping on the bandwagon, that it's not edgy.
Oh, no, and I think that's ridiculous. I think it's great.
The point of being an artist is to be edgy.
That what is in those emails.
Exactly.
You've got to stay edgy, Doug, right?
Find out, by the way, for the first time.
You got to stay edgy out there. You got to be on the edge.
Good job, Uma.
What's this from?
I wish I had more for you, but that's really it. I just wanted to personally
thank you, Anthony Weiner.
Thank you very much, Anthony. Okay. That was a great sample, Doug. You're killing it again, finding the Trump drops. He's releasing, what do you think about this, Doug? He's releasing the JFK files today. Or at least he's...
you know what he said? Something like, something really coy, like some of this is kind of interesting or something like
that. Yeah, it should be very interesting. I think it's going to be a whole bunch of nothing.
It's going to be nothing, right? It's not going to solve anything.
No.
Or any new, and nothing new is going to come out of it.
By the way,
what do you think, Tim? Two shooters or one? Grassy Knoll.
I'm a student of history. I enjoy it. I was always fascinated with the JFK assassination, conspiracy theories, and all that stuff. I've read quite a bit about it. There's this one.
Thank you, Anthony Weiner.
you gotta trim that one up a little bit so it hits.
I'm going live off YouTube clips.
So. Oh, you are? Okay. Anyways, there is that one theory that I think is very intriguing. I'm not sure if you're familiar with. There was a documentary on, I guess, Netflix about it, which was that it was just Lee Harvey Oswald. Okay, he's up there. He makes his shot. The Secret Service guy behind JFK in the car behind him turns to look for the shooter. As he's turning, he accidentally fires his rifle, which strikes Kennedy in the head, the kill shot. Immediately, mayhem breaks out. The Secret Service, realizing what he has done, realizing that to admit or to reveal the true source of the kill shot of Kennedy would bring disgrace to the Secret Service, to the United States government. Almost within minutes, a conspiracy is formed to cover up the truth, which is not some Illuminati. Thank you. I was really in there.
Sorry.
I was in there.
I never heard that's a true theory. I can go with that one.
I'm not making this up. That's a true theory this guy has out there. It's all based on ballistics. If you look into the science of ballistics, the way the bullet hit, the kind of bullets that the Secret Service had. Listen, if you want to call in and debunk that, I'm all ears. But yes, that was the moment. And so it has to do with the kind of bullets these guys use and the fact that this Secret Service guy was partying the night before. His wits weren't about him, perhaps, as well as they should. Anyways, look into that one. I don't know what that theory is called, the Secret Service conspiracy. Hey, Gillette, who's this? I don't know how to say
Gillette. It's Gillette. Gillette.
Thank you. Oh, sorry. I should know that. But anyways, where are you calling from?
I'm from New York.
Okay. Is that the city or the state? Or?
No, upstate.
Got it. Albany. Poughkeepsie.
Yeah.
Groovy. What's going on?
Nothing much, Tim. Just thought I'd call in. Doug's there, so I was interested in asking a question to Doug.
Fine. Make it about Doug today.
Please don't.
I'm nobody.
Hey, Doug.
Hi.
Are we going to get more Two Wet Crew or what? Like, come on.
Yeah. And that's an exclusive.
Yeah, you guys.
That's an Office Hours exclusive.
Okay, let's bring us up to speed on this. You guys are getting back together?
Well, I think what we're going to do is get back together once in a while, make a video, do a show. Not every month. Not go crazy doing it every month. And
it's too much. It's too hard.
We flew too close to the sun.
Yep. It's hard. Yeah. It's hard being consistently prolific and making sure that, that content that you're putting out is of a high enough quality.
We got too prolific, and it was all just for free and for fun.
Yeah, so nobody's making a dime on the damn thing, right?
We got burned out. We're losing dimes on it.
Sure. Let's move to Dylan.
Hey, Dylan Rakowski. Dylan.
Yo.
Yay, what's up, man?
How are you?
What's up, man?
Hey, man.
What's up, Dylan?
Hey, Dylan. What's going on?
Guys, it's so good to talk to you.
Well, it's good to talk to you. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Toronto.
Toronto, yeah. Well,
what can I do for you?
Well, I'd like to talk to you about getting you guys to come on my podcast.
That's a no.
That's all I want.
What do you want us to do on your podcast? Create a bunch of free fucking content now?
Why don't you just take this clip and put it on there? We're on there now.
You got my permission. You would start the podcast now. You can clip this out later, and we'll be your guest. The floor is yours.
All right. Can you say hi to Corey?
Is that the show?
The show is called Rim Crim.
Sounds like a couple of fanboys here.
We had a little bit of fanboy, and we've talked to a couple of your friends. And
are you happy now?
I found out about this podcast, so I've been listening in, and just really want to say hi. Really,
okay. Hello,
hello.
You know, get that Three Stooges. Hello, hello, hello. Get that clip.
Hello.
Hi,
because people are gonna say
hi, hi.
Who's that?
Hi.
I don't know, but I got hi. It's a start.
Dave Cool on the line. Dave Cool.
Hello, sir. Hello, sirs. Thank you for taking my call.
Hello.
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 Well, hello there.
Hello.
It's the best.
That's going in the permanent bin.
Yeah. What's going on? Yeah, you're on. What's up?
Just wanted to call and say thank you so much.
Let me guess.
You know what? For future callers, get something to talk about.
You mean create some
kind of dialogue? Yeah.
I know. They're still kind of attached to the novelty of it that they can just chime in, call in.
Next thing you know, they're on and they didn't think, it could be
here's
me.
We go.
Who, me?
I'm going to turn the table on this kid, Dave Cool. Dave, you listen close. Now, where are you calling from?
Calling from Bridgeport, Connecticut, Tim.
Oh, boy.
Hello.
Hello.
That's not giving me a lot to work with.
I'm close to New York City. Uh-huh. I've seen you guys.
Who cares? Who cares? Let me ask you a question. What are you doing today that you have this time on your hands?
I'm home sick from work.
What happened, baby?
I'm a whiny bitch.
Well, it's funny. I'm just not feeling well, and it's coincidence you guys
are on
the phone today.
Yeah, you do sound fine. What kind of sickness
can
do you
I
have?
Just give you a compliment?
Gangrene?
That's all I really wanted to pass along.
I'm not interested in your compliments. I'm interested in where you work and what you do that is so not – what's the opposite of vital, Doug? Give me a thesaurus here. Give me a word that's the opposite of vital or – necessary. It's so loose. It's so.
What do you do that's boring?
Well, what do you do that the guy you call in and go, yeah, I'm not feeling well. The guy goes, that's fine. Stay home. We don't need you today for sure.
I think that's cool.
I work for a military defense agency.
Now we're talking. Are you putting like ICBMs
together? We sell helicopters to the Navy.
Don't we have enough of them? Why don't you stop production on that? You're part of the war machine. That's what you are.
Hey,
listen to me, Dave Cool.
I'm in the design world. I'm an engineer.
You're part of the war machine.
Industrial complex.
You're part of the military industrial complex.
The guy's turning the bolts on the floor. Maybe you have an argument there. I don't know. Because that's the volume That's the 2600.
So you're designing copters?
Why don't you design copters for Magnum PI or someone more?
Why don't you design copters so I can get to the east side of LA, hey, to the west side?
I work in the search and rescue department. So
fine.
Fine.
Okay, fine.
You're doing the Lord's work.
You're tugging at our heartstrings now.
No, you know who's doing
how many babies have to fucking die before you?
Scott Clam's doing the Lord's work at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my. Isn't that something, folks?
That just blew my mind. That might have been my favorite thing you've ever done.
I love that so much. Hold on. I got to turn this off.
Who's coming in here?
It's just texts. Do not disturb is on, okay?
Is that the doctor?
No. No, it's not. I mean, listen, thank you for that. I appreciate it. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, check it out with Scott Clam. One episode. It's a one and
I
done.
I loved it. Sorry. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm going to start.
I hope you're feeling better. No, he didn't say why he was sick, so he's playing hooky.
Let's be honest. Why don't you go in and work on your fucking war machine?
You know what?
People
should play hooky more often. I'm all about that, especially if they're working for the military.
Are you guys anti-war?
Are you still there, or is this a different?
Am I anti-war?
Yes.
Well, no. I mean, I'm not meaning war spending, but are you against the fact that sometimes we do need to go fight war? It's good to have a big, strong army.
I mean, listen, there hasn't been a justifiable war in I don't know when, since my grandfather's fought in the war.
Yeah.
You can't defend any of these fucking wars. You see that Ken Burns Vietnam? Doug, you watch that yet?
I haven't because I don't have...
I watched like half of it.
It's a boondoggle.
Recommendation.
Goddamn boondoggle.
Pretty much.
Disaster.
Pretty much.
But you realize that it's a form of socialism. Do you understand?
What is a form of...
Hundreds of thousands of people employed by the machine?
Believe me, that's why we keep getting ourselves in these. They need to keep. Got to destroy some of those helicopters so you can make more.
These are good, honest American workers that would be out of a job.
Can't they do something else? Can't they build bridges instead of the bombs that destroy them?
We're not anti-soldier, right, Tim?
No, I want these guys out there working, bending steel into beautiful skyscrapers and making bridges and tunnels and creating the future that we want to live in. Going over to some desert and bombing the shit out of some village where these poor people don't even have shit to a pot to piss in, and now they got shrapnel up their ass.
And then we're gonna make more.
Know. You're saying things that are right, but you're saying things with kind of an overt generalization, I think you could call it.
That's
generalization.
Fine. I'm generalization, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, generalization. Why don't you tell... So you're pro-war. You love it.
He thinks it's good for business. That's all these people care about is bottom dollar.
Is that what you're saying, caller?
Well, there's... I'm not the only one. There's tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands. I mean, well, who's going to just give them a new line of work tomorrow?
Why can't these people why does it have to be
made for...
Two
wrongs don't make a right, bro.
This is unbelievable. I'm talking about this issue with like two of my heroes on the phone.
Here's the thing.
I've talked about this.
We can have a big military... We can have a big arsenal of planes and helicopters and guns and missiles and stuff. We don't have to... That doesn't mean you have to use them.
Right.
Here's what should happen. All the nations of the world got to get together, and we all shake hands and say, "Okay, no more soldiers and fighting. Let's just make entertainment that we can all enjoy." And you know,
when do you think
they got to put Saturday Night Live on in every country every night of the week? And you drop the Saturday, and you just call it Night Live. Oh, we did something like that a few years ago, didn't we, Doug?
When was the turning point? Was it the 70s where we just
when
said that's it?
When was the
turning
point
of what?
To just never going back to any form of making sense, like the spending on the war. I mean, that's been going on since.
Look, the internet. We have the internet now. We don't need war. People are
a good thing. Good thing. World War II. I think something like 90% of America's industrial workforce was working on the war. So it's been around since World War II.
Absolutely.
This idea. Yeah.
Well, listen, my question, not to change the subject too dramatically, but my question is, when did we start caring? This could be going back a while now, I don't know, but caring about the remains of our soldiers. Like back in the old days, you used to go into, you know, World War I or something. They'd be mowing down like hundreds of thousands of guys a day, like blowing them to smithereens. And this idea of
there's no way you can remember all the names. There's no way you'd even try to remember all of those countless names.
So now there seems to be way less casualties in war. So maybe that's a good thing. Speaking of which,
the numbers are lower, but they seem higher, don't they? I don't know. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I want to go back. Jumping all over the place, but I want to go back to that theory of the Secret Servicemen blowing up the.
That was good. JFK? You know what? That got me on the couch. I got lit up from that one because that kind of makes sense.
But
they
listen,
look around. They're looking around in the car. Something. There's been a shot. Something that was probably the original shot, and then boom, that was when the Secret Service guy who was probably 5 feet away or whatever.
So the one thing I learned about ballistics that's kind of interesting to me, I didn't realize, is the military used to the general, like in general, military army bullets were meant to pass through the guy getting shot and not explode inside the body, because there was a general sort of ethical mindset that you weren't looking to necessarily kill soldiers, you were looking to take them off the battlefield. So if your bullet went passed through the soldier, that got them off the battlefield, but it didn't kill them necessarily. So it's kind of a humane way of dealing with fighting bullets. So I can't remember if it was a Secret Service bullet. I think that's what it was. It was Oswald's bullet. Was an older rifle, so it had that the bullet would have passed through. That's why it passed through. But the Secret Service guy, his M16 or whatever it was, AR-15, that blew up. That exploded. That was like a new kind of bullet. It was it was meant to kill. It was a bullet designed to kill, not to create a take him off the battlefield. Capiche? That's all I wanted to say,
Tim.
I did watch that video when I was probably 8 years old. I somehow got it on LimeWire, going back LimeWire, but I was probably 8 years old. Don't know how I got
it. What video?
I saw it. The video.
The Zabruder film. Right.
Yeah, so, so I saw that was pretty messed up. Then I watched Awesome Show a couple years later and thought that was pretty messed up too. Love you guys.
All right, take care, Dave.
Thank you.
Bye now. Let's take Mike Higgins.
No more war talk. It's bringing me down.
Mike.
Yo, Tim.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good. Hey, listen. So I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
You coming out to Sundance this year?
I don't think so. I got no business being there.
Thank you.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah, shit.
I just came out here from, I just moved to Salt Lake City from Allentown.
Oh, yeah? What brought you out there that ways?
I'm ski bum.
Oh, yeah?
I love to hit the slopes, baby. Yo. Oh, it's fun.
All right. Well, good for you. I'm glad things are going so well in your life.
Listen, you chip idiot.
I'm so glad things are going so well for you that you can just fucking bum around, go fly
down
hills.
Do you have to work at the, do you work at the scanning tickets at the lift lines?
Hey, I can't hear Doug at all. I heard like mumbling.
Plain English.
Shit. I'm talking in plain English, mate.
Plain English.
Answer the question. Turn my mic up, Tim.
You're fine.
Can you hear me more?
Yeah.
Well, it's not about, like, you know the deal. It's not about what he can hear. It's what the audience can hear. The audience
Are you going
to
work?
Tim, can you say hi to my friend Todd real quick?
No! Hi, Todd. Todd, get on the phone.
I'm trying to talk about skiing with that guy, and he's trying to talk about Todd.
It's Tim Heidecker.
Todd, get on the line, would you? I need to talk to you about
Todd,
your bum
last
friend.
Todd, what's your last name?
Can you hear him?
Yeah, no, I can't hear him. But he's not saying anything.
Hi, this is Todd. I'm Mike Higgins. I'm Mike Higgins' best friend, and he just moved to fucking Salt Lake City. And we're going to start kissing now.
Show some respect.
That's another thing I want to talk about. It's been like a really long time since I had a woman, and I'm not sure how I feel about...
I don't give a fuck.
I'm thinking I'm starting to... Because I hang out with boys all day, every day.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you don't need a woman. It sounds like you like boys. Next caller,
please. Is it a sin? I mean, is it a sin?
No. Of course not.
No?
Unbelievable.
Why don't you explore that side of your sexuality?
What would it feel like? Can you give me any kind of example? I mean...
Hey, I really don't know, man.
Huh, all right. Well, maybe I'll just give her a sweet kiss tonight.
Give Todd a little love tonight and see how it sits with you.
He's always in New Jersey, though.
Oh, well, why don't you guys get on the phone and mutually masturbate?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, get it.
Hey, my roommate just walked in.
Yeah, get it. All right, well, get it on with him then.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
What am I doing, jacking off the Annie Griffin?
Coop Doop is on the line. Coop Doop is on the line. Yeah, what's up, bub?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, man. So you sound like the last caller. What's up with these nasal, whiny assholes?
I'm sick. I got a good old cold.
Shit, man. It's going around.
It's going around. But
what can I do for you? I'm doing pretty good.
The last guy asked how he was, so we got that out of the way.
Okay,
Tim's good.
Trying to be polite.
It's true, but it's...
You got to get to the meat and potatoes over here.
Yeah, jump. If you're planning on calling in, first of all, don't ask me how I'm doing. I'm doing as good as a guy can do.
Okay. Well, I do have a question, unlike most of these bozos.
Okay, let's hear the question.
I was wondering when you are going to perform more of your music, because I lived in Los Angeles and got to see you perform twice, and I loved it. And I would love to do it again.
Well, on December 8th, here at the Regent Theater in Los Angeles, I will be with DJ Doug Pound. We'll be performing. I'll be performing stand-up, and I'll be performing music.
I like that.
Double act.
So you got to get tickets to that, because it's going to sell out.
Step your game up.
They're on sale already?
They're on sale. Go to timheidecker.com/events. And you'll be able to access that information.
Tim, are you doing one show or two shows?
Two shows.
Two nights?
One night, two shows.
Gotcha.
Thank you for asking.
And that's a Saturday night?
I don't know. Friday or Saturday night?
I'm taking a Greyhound down to Los Angeles this weekend to go to the Neil Hamburger show.
Oh, well, I'll be performing there, too.
Wonderful. As Doug, are you going to be there? What are you doing?
No, he was not invited to participate. Ooh. Let me ask you, Doug, can you get Brendan Walsh on the phone?
Yes, I can. And you know what? I would have loved to be invited to the Neil Hamburger 10-year anniversary.
Shots fired.
Ouch. Did not happen.
Thanks for your time.
I want to talk to Brendan Walsh because I want to hear about how this Gelson's comedy night
went. Oh, yeah.
Last night. How can we get a hold of him?
I was there.
You text him?
You know what? I headlined that one.
Can you text him my number and have him ask him to call in? It's okay if he can't. I understand it's last minute, but he's not doing shit.
He's got a baby, so he's up.
He's up. And ask him to call me. I'll pick up on him right away.
You can ask me about it.
Well, I'd rather ask him.
Okay.
Then you can chime in with your own perspective on it. All right, let's take a call in the meantime. Sean Malloy.
You want him to call you, Tim?
That's what I asked. Okay. Now, can't you understand the simple things?
Oh, I hear you. Yeah, hello.
Yes.
I actually have a quick question for you.
Yes.
So it's actually involving the JFK thing you were talking about earlier on.
Okay, good. I love that you have a question for me, like I'm going to be some kind of expert on this, but go ahead.
I'm going to do a different question before that one, and I'll save that one for the second question.
Assuming you get one first.
Yeah, this is a real good one. I'm looking to do some weekend traveling. I'm here in the L.A. area also. I was wondering if you have like some good spots nearby. I heard you guys badmouth in San Francisco recently.
Yeah, wine country is nice.
You go up to do the sideways thing. You do that Solvang.
No, I mean it's kind of burned down though, right?
Yeah. Well, we got big. We got Palm Springs, Joshua Tree,
Reseda, got Valley Village,
City of Commerce,
City of Industry,
City of Commerce. Hmm.
Yeah, Studio City, City of Industry, City of Commerce.
What about good old D-Land, Disneyland, Anaheim, baby?
That's like $150, though, isn't it?
So what?
You're on vacation,
yeah,
man.
I can't afford that, man.
Dude, fucking rob a bank. Who gives a shit? Get that cash, right, Dash. That. Get in that Disneyland, baby. Whatever it takes.
All right, that sounds good, actually. I like that.
Yeah, rob a couple banks, get some money. Go to a Ralph's.
That's insane.
Go to a Ralph's. Get that Coinstar open, whatever it takes. Get that Coinstar open. Pow. Use a little C4. Pow.
That's a nice little weekend weekend doing right there.
Yeah. Get down to D-Land with them coins and go, get me in here! Get out of my way!
Yeah, that's probably about 2 weeks. Your money! A couple years in prison after that taken care of. That sounds great.
There you go, baby. Now, your second question regarding the JFK assassination.
It's tangentially related. Yeah, and actually, it's sort of also for John C. Reilly, if he happens to be listening. Do you know if he is or not?
I have not heard word, so I assume he's not. If he's listening, he's calling in.
Okay, yeah.
He's not just listening.
I was wondering if he had...
I think he just sits there in his fucking kitchen, sitting at his breakfast nook. No, never mind. Go ahead. What's your question?
No, he's a peaceful guy in his breakfast nook. I can imagine that.
Brendan Walsh calling in. Hold on. Let me see if I can... Why isn't he...
He doesn't have an iPhone, so maybe that's part of the bullshit.
Let's do it this way. Hey, Brendan!
Hey, how's it going, Tim?
Not good.
I'm sorry to hear that. Is it because you're doing a podcast?
No, I'm doing pretty good. I just wanted to get your... if you have a second, I wanted to get your recap of your Gelson's... Of your Gelson's comedy experience last night. Was it a big success?
I think it was a huge success. You have Doug there with you, right? He can corroborate.
Yes, I can. Hi, Brendan.
Hey, Doug.
Great show last night.
Great job last night.
Great show.
Is it something?
Great show.
Is something you think you'll be doing again in the future?
It's a yearly show.
It's a yearly show.
October 25th. I'm too busy to do a weekly or monthly show, but October 25th, 2018.
Can you verify something that there was the show itself went from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m.?
Yeah, it ran a little long.
Okay.
It was over by about 8:15.
And were you selling tickets, or was it a free show, or how did that work?
It was absolutely free.
Oh. And
Tim, people listening might not know what you're talking about, but the show was a comedy and magic show that took place at a grocery store here in LA.
A pretty high-end grocery store, I might add. I mean, this is not some kind of low-end grocery store. This is like top-notch stuff. It's not Whole Foods, but it's in that it's in that realm, right?
Price-wise, I think it's in a Whole Foods realm.
Right.
Everything, I mean, they sell regular, you know, like you can get Cookie Crisp there. But it's 30% more expensive than it would be at a regular grocery store.
Right. Good produce, I would think, right? Good produce.
So, hey, Brett.
Wait, hold on. So I saw some pictures of this thing, and one thing that struck me was the lighting. This was not lighting for a comedy show. This was full supermarket lighting.
Yeah.
How did the performers react to that? Because one thing a performer really enjoys
Tim,
is
you got
to
mute the caller. They're like...
What?
I'm sorry.
No, I'm not having
any. Some noise is coming in.
It's all on. It's listen. I'm trying to. I have the phone. I have the speakerphone up to the microphone here. It's a total jerry-rigged mess. But if you can let me get my thought through.
My bad.
What did the performers think about? Like maybe this is a question for Doug. The full fluorescent supermarket lighting as you're performing, as you can see into the eyes of every customer watching the show.
And even people not watching the show, you can see people in line at the checkout.
Yeah, well, I looked. I personally looked above everyone's head, kind of like to the back wall, because there's, you know, you can see everyone looking at you. And once in a while, I would dip down. My eyes would dip down. I would see the smiling faces, the laughter. And then I would continue on with my performance.
And what did you? What did I know? You said it was a free event, but what did the, what did you pay the performers?
Everybody received a gift bag. I actually have your gift bag, Doug. You, you're the only one who didn't collect.
No, they gave me one.
And,
And it's pretty useless. Yeah. Pretty useless stuff.
Really? Like what stuff?
It's like a Gelson's. You know, like those little squares that you pick up a hot pot with.
Yep.
No, they gave me one. You know what I mean? I need two, first of all.
Yeah, yeah, you do.
And there's some like Gelson's like swag, you know, maybe some mints or like
balloons, Brendan,
and stuff.
It sounds like a bust. Sounds like a bust.
No, it was great.
You know, everybody had fun. Was it a bust?
Can I ask Brendan?
Well, I'm against it. I was as you know, I was at home enjoying one of the greatest baseball games maybe I've ever seen. Unfortunately, the Dodgers lost, but I mean, just an unbelievable game that you had to kind of have your full.
Oh, that hurt!
You had to have your full attention for the damn thing. You can't be sort of like, I got one eye on the stage. I'm talking to these comics, giving advice.
Really, I mean, it really picked up. The show was over by the eighth inning.
Uh huh.
Can I?
Yeah,
ask,
but if you're popping in on the eighth inning, you had nothing invested in the game up to that. You're kind of popping in on this. You know, you're sort of a Johnny come lately.
Well,
he's kind of carpetbagging in. But anyways, I'm against it. I think comedy belongs in comedy clubs, not in supermarkets, because as a customer of a supermarket, I don't want to be going. I want to know that if I'm going to Gelson's paying premium prices, that I'm going to have a sort of, I'm not going to be bombarded with my own career back at me. So I no longer feel safe. I no longer feel safe to go to a Gelson's. So that's the choice Gelson's made.
You know, they won't miss you. Have fun at Ralph's or Vaughn's or some other.
Well, maybe I will. All right, thanks, Brendan. All the best.
Tim, I got to say,
I hung up on him because I can't handle it.
The show, they made us sign contracts that we would do G-rated material.
Because we all wrote the F-bomb.
So we all wrote like all brand new jokes just for the night. It was fun.
All right. It's Tim Thursday. We've got Tim Ruff calling in.
Tim Thursday.
Yes, sir.
I've got a couple quick questions. I saw you guys in Toronto recently.
Yeah, baby.
You guys said that Doug wasn't going to perform.
We covered this last week. We covered it last week. Doug was.
I missed last week. My bad.
Do you have another question?
Yeah, shut it.
I do. What did you think of the moderator for the Q&A? Was he kind of? He wasn't
Thank
really.
You.
I mean, that's listen.
Engaging.
He was fine. He engaged. I don't think he wasn't engaging. He was trying to be entertaining.
That was a great Q&A, Tim.
Yeah, and listen, it's not about the moderator. The moderator is just there to kick things off. It's about the audience. There's no reason to shit on this guy. I hate these people that tweet us. I love your Q&A, but that moderator sucked. Tim. Why don't you go fuck off, okay? He's doing it. I'm sure he's not getting paid. I don't know what he's getting paid. Maybe he is.
But there's no reason to be negative.
I think it's interesting. It does make it more interesting because I think it makes it funnier, actually.
If the guy, because listen, who are you going to compete with us up there? We're on fire. We're bouncing off each other. If he
did try to make some jokes and it didn't. It
wasn't one quick question. What's your favorite Lemon Twig song?
Whoa, boy, man! I don't know. I like them all. There's a new song that they have on their new EP, which I'm very into right now.
Which one? Night Song?
No, I think it's called Beautiful. Let me see if I can find it.
They're playing some new songs live that are awesome.
Yeah, these guys are really
recently.
Unbelievable. Hey, did you see this other band that was that with them? This Cut Worms?
Yeah, I've seen them too. Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah, I was digging them. People asked me last week what kind of new music I should listen to. I said, I saw them. This group's pretty good. I mean, listen, they're very retro. Doug, you tell me what you think. It's very retro.
They got hooked up with Rado, I think.
Yeah.
I saw them open for Foxygen, and then I saw them open for The Twig.
This is them. I'm playing them right now. You can't hear it, but it's very 60s, little kind of...
Yeah.
Maybe a little Everly Brothers going on there. But check out the Cut Worms. It's just an EP.
Yep.
I'll try to find this Foxygen thing.
I don't think we need to look back to the 60s and recreate that sound. I think we need to think to the future and make music that perhaps androids would like.
Doug, are you playing that? No, I'm not. Well, who's playing that? I guess I am.
You are.
I'm not. Oh, yeah, I'm not playing it.
Listen to this one from the Brothers of Destruction EP from the
I can't
tree.
Read it. There's no words on it.
This is a beautiful song.
No, I hear,
listen, I hear what you mean, Doug. There's a lot of retro stuff that... That's a good bass line right there. You hear that bass line? Listen to this bass line coming.
It's a nice line.
Oops, he doesn't do it that time. Anyways. All right.
I'm Tim. What do you want me to do? I'm listening. I'm enjoying.
Well, I'm worried because if I play too much of this, Facebook shuts
you
down.
You might shut.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tim, pull it.
Okay, we pull it. Anyways.
And, you know, I can't do my work when you're playing music. I can't put, like, stuff over. You know?
That's a Girl Scout right there.
Thanks, you know Thomas. I mean? Thanks, Tim. I mean.
Sick.
How about Charlie Rad? What's up?
Hey, Charlie.
Oh, wow. Hello.
Hey, hello. How can we help you today?
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Doug. I'm a big pound puppy.
Hell pound yeah. Pimp.
Oh, my God. Who I had a couple the things. Hell cares?
I wanted to see if I could scat some hot puppy today.
Huh?
No, thank you.
Okay.
What does he mean, Tim?
Well, my theme song for the show is called Hot Puppy.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's this track. You know, I got it from APM. I got it from the music library. This track here. But the original is... This is the original.
I know the song What's the Buzz, right?
Well, yeah, but somebody made this great mix of the two of them. So this is Hot Puppy from the music library.
Oh.
And then somebody made the remix, which has the... Which has What's the Buzz in there.
That's cool, because I got Pound Puppies, you know?
What's up, Pound Puppies?
Well, that is cool.
So we're bridging the gap here. Did you hang up on him?
Yeah.
Who's next?
Craig Hand.
Tim, I got to say, this week is a lot more... Doing? It's a lot more of a cordial back and forth with the callers.
Yeah, well, like I said earlier...
You're letting them get a word in edgewise.
Yeah, I mean, I'm feeling better, my energy's better, my attitude's better, and I'm taking your notes. People say you were ornery was the term being used last week. I take the note. I'm moving forward. I'm a positive guy. Craig, this better be good.
Thank you.
Oh, it's going to be really good.
Thank you.
Hey, Doug, I wanted to ask you, what do you think about these baby DJ schools?
Haven't heard of it. What is it? Please explain.
Well, you pay them money and they take your kid in, and it's like a preschool, but they teach you how to be a DJ.
Thank you.
Like from toddlers all the way up to,
well, of course,
you know,
I approve
5 or 6
that.
Years old.
I approve that 100%. As long as we're not teaching these kids how to be soldiers in the military, right, Tim?
Right, but it's going to put you out of a job.
It's going to put me out of a job? That's
fine. Can you
fine.
Source? Can
I'm
you
ready to retire. Let's do it.
Can
get
you,
these new
I'm
generation.
So ready to retire. Can you, Craig, can you source this? Where's this story coming from? Some kind of goof news?
It happened actually, once ever to like one baby. So this is not a real thing to be concerned about.
I mean, it's got 2,000 likes on Facebook right now. It's got an LA branch. It's got a New York branch.
I could take a picture of my own feces floating in the toilet and post that on Twitter. I'd get 5,000 likes today.
I'm seeing pictures of DJ, baby DJs.
Okay. Who gives a shit, man?
What's the school called?
Baby DJ school.
Talk about some disposable income, these parents, by the way, who's sending their kids to baby DJ. First of all, bad for their ears. What are they going to put headphones on these little babies and chime in some Tiesto through that? That's awful.
How young are these babies, though? They're not babies.
No, some of these babies are very young.
They're
probably
like
too
babies.
Young to be scratching.
All right.
Huh. Okay, well.
Listen, if I wanted to do a weird news, this week in weird news segment on Office Hours, I could easily do that. Pull up a site, Doug.
I'll pull it up right now.
Pull up a weird news site. Let's just type in.
Do you remember that? Did you have in your weekly paper growing up in the Philly paper, like News of the Weird? Remember that?
News of the Weird. We could do that.
We had a whole section in the paper.
Yeah, we could do some dumb criminal stuff too. I like that.
I mean, here, I'll just go to weird news Huffington Post has a weird news section. TV news, wild badger sneaks into home, impersonates family cat. Have you heard this one, Doug? This is unbelievable. I read about this the other day. This, I guess a badger comes into this family's home and impersonates the family cat. The folks don't know about it. And let's see. That's about it.
I got
it.
Some too, Tim. We got okay. A crazed man sodomizing a flamingo.
Oh, my God. What next?
Mice are evolving to survive life in New York City. Well,
how about this one? Police discover speeding driver nearly naked and covered in Vaseline. I mean, talk about a slippery fella.
Cannibal couple caught in Russia.
You guys should do this. This is good.
It's a lot of fun. There's a lot.
Dog finds massive 10-inch dildo in park and refuses to let it go.
Some guy secretly, this is a funny story. Some guy secretly edited Pennywise into his sister's engagement pics. It's unbelievable. You got to see these pictures. These are wedding photos, and he's got Pennywise the clown from It by Stephen King back in the background.
The old one or the new one?
I don't fucking know.
Large tiger spotted roaming around a Georgia neighborhood, shot and killed for jumping on a pet dog. Wow, that's something you don't see every day.
And that's odd. That's weird,
just,
isn't it?
Just offbeat.
That is weird. North Korea has launched a nuclear missile towards Anchorage, Alaska.
That's just
coming in over the news wire right now. Hold on. Let me just get the full story here. Missile inbound attempts to...
Tim, this is mainstream news. We're looking for weirder...
Attempts to deflect have been unsuccessful. Imminent strike within the hour.
Tim,
within the minutes. Okay, stand by. All the best to our friends up in Anchorage. And
There's a ramen fork now. It costs $130. It cancels out the loud slurping sounds. Somebody finally invented it.
Okay. That was a fun bit. Charlie Rad. Charlie, did we talk already? I'm sorry. I can't remember. My memory's gone.
Oh, yeah. I did call in. I was going to see if I could do some...
scatting. Yeah. That's definitely not going to happen. How about...
Tim, let him finish. Maybe he was going to switch it up.
What about Brent? Brent Hunter.
What's up? What's up, Eric? I mean...
Excuse me?
Whoa.
Excuse me?
Whoa.
Sorry, I meant Tim.
Uh-huh.
How are you, man?
I'm all right, man. My mom did the same thing to me a couple of weeks ago.
Shots fired.
Well, hey, how can I help you today?
Did you ever check out
Goldfrapp? No. Bring up Goldfrapp, Doug. Now.
Yeah.
Fucking do it. I'm putting the fucking gun to your head. Do it.
What are you... are you going to dress up for Halloween?
I might. I got to take my daughter out, and our family, we're going out next Tuesday. Last year, I did not. I was just dad, you know, just dressing up as dad. Yeah. Probably going to be 250 fucking degrees out.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Nashville?
Yeah, several times. Enjoy Nashville quite a bit. Robert's Western World is the spot you'll find me if I'm there, and enjoy their live music.
I've never been there. I was going
to
see if...
Have you never been to Nashville or never been to where I was just talking about?
No, to the place you were just talking about.
Gotcha.
It's called What's it called? Robert's Western World?
I believe so. It's right on that strip.
What is it, a bar?
Yeah, it's a honky-tonk. It's a bar.
Oh,
it's a play, you know, live music, country music.
Nah, I stay away from all the tourism shit downtown.
Well, fuck off, man. What am I supposed to do? I'm there for 2 days. What do you want me to do?
You're supposed to...
We're going to go to the place no one knows about that I don't even know about?
there's some really good fine dining places and stuff, that a lot of watering holes and stuff in Nashville that are really good. It's a great city.
All right.
But I was going to ask you, is there any possible chance... No. That I could hear a little new song from Scotty over this Skyping shit.
No.
Oh, man.
Zero chance. Swing and a miss.
Here's,
this is a good sample.
A bit. Well,
swing and a miss.
Well, man.
All right.
It was good talking to you.
Good to talk to you, Brent. Thanks for bringing me down about the one thing I liked in Nashville. Thanks for making me feel like a real loser. Jason, you've been waiting so long. I apologize.
Tim, can I do
this? Hey, look
real
at this,
quick?
By the way. Doug, look at this. Look at this
Tim,
guy.
Listen. swinging him.
Don't I look just like that like one, man?
Oh, he hit that one. Screw it.
Hey, listen, Doug, take a look at this guy here. Who does he look like? Ah, shit.
You can see me in person, too. I can bring the moo moo here.
He looks like Santiago.
I've told you this before. He looks like an employee of Absolutely Santiago. He's a dead ringer, baby.
Is he going to be at your stand-up show?
Might be, yeah.
Might be.
You never know.
Take a picture.
Well, I guess we'll have to.
How y'all doing? How y'all living?
We're doing good. You know, Doug and I have been playing a lot of tennis lately. What do you think?
Joints?
I'm feeling it today. I don't know about you, Doug. My back's a little sore. My knee. What do you think about this, Doug? What about filming one of our matches?
Your session.
It'd be kind of fun, don't you think?
I would love that. Do you think maybe one of the listeners would show up and do it for free for
but
fun?
But if we could get, what is that? Is that you? No. What's that? That you hear that? Sounds like a mine's about to burst. Yeah,
my thing is muted. That's Santiago.
I'm in a warehouse. It's a warehouse environment.
All right, Jason.
You frying eggs?
Why don't you ask your question and then we could take your call off the air because the sound
cool.
Is
that bad. Real? Is that real intense? Yeah, okay, I'm getting to the corner.
It sounds like a boiler's about to burst.
I had a pitch for you, Doug.
Oh, a pitch for Doug.
A pitch for Doug.
This sounds like all basketball. Right.
If you want it, Doug, it's up to you. But I don't want to take any offer from the ethereal.
Hit, you know what? Just
what do you call that? Like your
hit.
Environment?
Just,
I don't know.
Pitch it.
Okay, here we go. So, like, you do a bit where you change character into DJ Drug Hound.
Uh-huh.
And you do a bunch of sniffs. And then all the lights go down, and you get like cop cars looking, and it's like give us all your drugs and all the, and then the light shines on one person, and then you say the cops are coming or something, you know, along those lines. But yeah, DJ Drug Hound.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for you know what? Thanks for I do appreciate that.
No, for sure.
I don't think I'm gonna do that bit. I was thinking about doing, because I do DJ Dark Pound. That's one of the characters I change into.
Yeah, I saw that.
And,
yeah,
you know,
DJ...
other people have suggested other characters. You know, I was thinking about doing Clown Pound. And Drug
Pound.
Drug Pound was one where, it's not quite a drug hound. But, you know, I'll consider it.
Cool. Well, I'm excited to see. I'm actually going to see you guys in LA. It's a late night show on Friday.
Wait, what?
I'm going to see you guys for the late night show, the stand-up show. The special.
It's Friday.
December Friday. December 8th, I think, or something.
Okay. Thank you very much for the call.
See, that's why I asked you earlier,
all right, love you guys.
Tim, because I had it in my calendar as Friday and Saturday. So.
Okay, well, now it's only one show. Two shows, one night.
Okay.
Sorry, that wasn't clear. What else can I do? Doug, by the way, speaking of apologies... Yesterday, playing tennis, I got hit right in the nads by old Doug from the tennis ball coming across. Not intentional, we believe.
Well, what
still
I did,
looking into it.
I did a light tap.
And it just connected. I was crossing court. I was walking over to get my water.
Yeah,
and
it wasn't during play. I was just sending him over. And you know what? You don't need those nads anymore, Tim. You got two kids. That's enough.
Well, I think this is an interesting idea.
Why don't you take them out?
Let me pose this to the gang. Austin, thanks for calling in. How are you today?
Hey, Tim. How's it going?
Good. Let me just get this
in hot.
Yeah, why don't you back off the mic a little bit? Anyways,
okay.
Would it be, I don't know if the answer is yes or no, would it be fun to watch, intriguing, to watch some guys like me, Doug, some of our friends, play a match of tennis? Now, here's what you need to know. We're not great, but we're good enough. You know, I mean, could you become invested in watching guys who are not pros play a sport?
Absolutely.
If those people are interesting people to watch.
Tim, are we going to have to be like on the whole time and, you know,
I think that'll
the cameras
come,
are rolling and we're going to
listen. I think that'll come. I think it'll come naturally. Now, if that's not something you want to do, don't do it.
I think Tim and Doug Do Tennis should be a show, and I think it would be a good show.
I think it's something. I mean, you got to figure like it's fun to watch people compete, whether they're the best at it or not. And if it's and you end up rooting for a team, You end up hoping I win. Hopefully the audience here will wish for me to win, although I could see it going the other way. Or maybe Doug and I are on the same team.
I think you could get you and all your buds and just have a tournament and see who wins.
And you know what? We're all kind of fat and out of shape. And
it should be, yeah. Are you saying it should be doubles?
Yeah, I think doubles are more fun to watch for us. We play doubles anyways. Comes natural.
Yeah, no, I think it could be great. I don't watch tennis personally, but I think that you guys would nail it.
All right. Well, listen, Vice or one of these places, call me. We'll work it out. We'll get some camera
did
guys
you
down.
Call, did you call in with any other question, or was did we just
oh, yeah.
throw him the question?
Go ahead.
Yeah, so I've been listening to the podcast a lot lately. I saw you in Chicago a few weeks ago. Loved the show.
Thank you.
I loved seeing you be sincere. I loved seeing you do something where you didn't really want to be spoofing and goofing the whole time. You just want to be up there and be Tim. And I'm wondering if you're looking for some kind of outlet to, you know, not always be such a goof. You know, if you're looking to do something a little bit more serious. Like,
well, I mean, listen, I get this. This scratches that itch quite a bit. I think doing this show, I can vacillate between, some real sentiment, some real thoughts on things, and you know, we've got we don't have a huge listenership, but we have people chiming in every week, and it's Doug just left the building. Yeah, he probably went to go take a shit.
All right, see ya.
But anyways, yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. I appreciate you coming to the show. I did feel like, because I'd done, like I said during the show, I felt like I'd done Chicago a number of times doing the stand-up comedian act, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt like, well, let me just try something different. Let me bring my guitar, play some songs, tell some stories. And I thought it was a lot of fun. And, you know, I'm sure some people expect a certain thing or wish a certain thing is going to be a certain way. But, you know, it's... I have to check in with myself and with my gut and say, what am I doing this for? What do I want to do? And hopefully that translates into something that the audience wants.
So Tim, you did the real Tim in Chicago, and it went well.
I mostly played songs, and then I told a couple stories and did some Rock and Roll Gary, and just made it a little. It wasn't in character per se, you know. I was just kind of. I told the story. You've heard me tell the story about me being getting sick, getting a stomach.
I think you do. I think you debuted that character, the real Tim, at Two Wet Crew.
Mm-hmm.
That's another character he does, where he's just
the real, and the real Tim character.
I really like that little clip that you have on your YouTube page as well. That is. Like supposed to be some HBO documentary, and I was really hoping that would actually turn into a real documentary. Is that something?
No, I'm never. I mean, listen, if somebody wants to, you know, I think that'll be a long time from now if it ever happens. Or somebody wants to. You saw the Spielberg documentary. Not to compare myself to Spielberg, but
I did. Yeah,
I thought that was really nice. It was really good. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it was good. If you ever want to make a documentary, you know, I'm a documentary filmmaker. So
all right.
We
well,
can
then
it.
If you want to make a documentary about me, my career, and who I am, my life, get working on it. Let's do it.
All right.
Follow me around. I'll sit down for an interview for you, but you got to do all the work. I don't want to do any work.
All right.
I did all the work already. You can talk to all my
Zoom. I'll just come over with a camera.
Talk to my friends. Talk to Doug. Doug, what would you say? So why don't we just do our first little thing? Austin, you're sitting down with Doug now to do the documentary about Tim Heidecker. And go for it.
Okay, Doug, what was it that first drew you to Tim's comedy?
He a hoe.
He just Doug sits there with his sampler, doesn't talk, just hits samples.
That's how it's going to go.
It's fine with me.
I mean, that's fine with me, too. I mean, I feel like a documentary about you should go that way, right?
By the way, I want to...
That's a whole zoo.
I want to break a little news today. This is going to be breaking all day long, all over our channels, and all over the Adult Swim channels, we believe, too. I've talked, and I'm not going to say too much about this, but I just want to get the information out here first for the listeners here on the Office Hours Live Facebook experience. We've talked the past week about the Electric Sun 20 trial in the On Cinema universe. The trial is coming November 15th. And here's the news, folks. Daily trial proceedings will be broadcast on AdultSwim.com. That's beginning November 15th on Adult Swim's website. The trial will be broadcast.
Is this an exclusive?
This is an exclusive. It'll be televised.
I'm there.
Every day, for however long it takes, you'll be in the courtroom with myself.
I'm so, there. Tim, you had an EDM festival, right?
Well, we're not going to get... Everyone knows the backstory. Look it up if you haven't watched season 9 of On Cinema, at the Cinema, the Electric Sun 20
Do
Music
Festival. Do your listeners
festival.
Know who really wrote that song, the Empty Bottle Remix?
I've credited you several times. Believe me, this I can tell you. Of course,
no, I don't care. I don't need
I know,
for
but
that.
I.
But do you have an outlet I can plug this into? Because my bed, my.
Yes, you tell the story about me asking you for. Someone's got to be on the mic. Someone's got to be talking. I can do this.
Oh, well.
Here, right over here.
Oh. Tim, I got to say one last thing.
Doug, wait, who's on the phone? Let me talk to you. What's going on, caller?
Tim, I want to say one last thing.
Talk to Doug. Tim's doing something for 30 seconds.
You can't
ask a stranger a question. Okay, Tim's back.
Forget it. I'm back. I did
you know
my
what?
Job.
Forget it.
Here's Phil. Phil?
Dump him.
Yeah.
Have you heard the news?
I just heard the news. Just came across the wire.
So tell me your first reactions. What are you feeling? How are you feeling about it?
I'm excited. I'm nervous, but looking forward to watching the proceedings.
I hope you. All I'm going to say is, folks, I hope you have some free time on your hands for this, because it's a big investment. It's going to be a big ask of the On Cinema family to stick with it, stick with us. That's all I'll say. Phil, how else can I help you today?
I was going to say, you know, you guys did a tennis sketch sometime
we
back.
We did, so. Yes, on an awesome show.
With Sam Berg and Jorma and those guys. So you'd have to take it a little different direction. But
well, I think the direction we'd take, Phil, is that we'd treat it seriously. We'd try to win. We wouldn't be doing goofs and fake outs and make up an absurd version of tennis. We'd go out there and play tennis. Like
yeah,
we would do
an actual sporting event. May the best man win.
A plain old sporting event's probably a little boring on its own. You might need a commentator, get Brendan Walsh to commentate the match or something
okay.
like that.
You know an
what?
Idea.
That's
yeah.
not bad.
That's an idea.
Finally, a good idea from a caller.
I think, well, Phil's a very smart guy. He's a very funny guy, and we appreciate his contributions.
Where are you calling from, Phil?
Calling from Atlanta.
Maybe we get Joe Buck.
Maybe we can get
Joe Buck. Yeah, that would be. I don't know if he's ever done tennis, but
Neil Hamburger.
Tim, what about the L.A. Dodgers recently retired? What's his name?
Vin Scully.
Get Vin Scully.
Or Larry King.
Did you watch? Oh my God! Have you been watching the baseball games, Phil?
Well, yeah.
Well, I was going to say I'm almost watching the game just solely to watch Larry King and not necessarily the game.
What a really... goblin.
Wait a second. King? What's King doing?
King sits right behind home plate, and he's like crouched down in his chair. No one talks to him. He's sort of like isolated.
There by himself?
It seems like he's there by himself, but that he could be with somebody that's just, you know, kind of not paying attention to him or something. But and then Mary Hart, the old host of Entertainment Tonight, is also sitting down there with him, but they don't seem to talk very much. And King's wearing his like Brooklyn Dodgers hat. He's like, I love Brooklyn. I grew up in Brooklyn, and I was a Brooklyn Dodgers fan in 1922. And you know, he's like this kind of old Brooklyn loves the Dodgers because they're from Brooklyn. And he sits back there, and he's munching on stuff and talking. You know, some people talk to him, I guess, but.
He never moves, though. He never gets up to go to the bathroom. I
no,
don't know if
you're
he's
right.
got
a
catheter bag or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, he's just pissing into a bag. The other thing that was neat was that Vin Scully. Did you watch that first pitch business?
I did. That was
I thought
that
was
awesome.
Fantastic. And I have a running joke with my friend that I don't like Vin Scully. But it's not that I don't like Vin Scully. I don't like the singular announcer for baseball. It feels like... I'm going like it's a person who's going crazy talking to themselves. and it starts driving me nuts. I like it when it's the two guys talking to each other and we're listening in on their conversation. But that's a very strange opinion, I understand. And it's not necessarily fair. But
it makes sense. I mean, if the game gets boring, you'd think you'd rather have somebody to bounce some stuff off of than just continue to ramble on to yourself about whatever.
But the whole thing, if you can watch it, anyone's interested, I don't know why anybody would be, but Vin Scully comes out to throw the first pitch, and he's got a microphone with him, and he turns the whole thing into this whole like sketch. It's like this whole little scene he puts together. And he's very loose. He's telling jokes. The guy's 90 years old. And he's out there, and he's about to throw the first pitch. He goes, "Well, I hurt my arm. We got to bring in a left-hander. We got to bring in." And he brings out this other Dodger that's retired, and the whole thing was very sweet. And I couldn't help but get a little choked up. And it's beautiful. The whole thing. I say it to myself every morning. Baseball is magic.
Yes.
And that game was unbelievable.
I thought it was going to be like another 1-0, 2-1 game, and it turned out to be pretty incredible
That Dodgers manager really blew it with his bullpen, man. He made some bad choices.
I think that's unbelievable, man.
Why don't you just keep Morrow in there? Keep Morrow in there. He was pulling him out.
Unbelievable.
He was micromanaging that bullpen. Like, and then what happens at the end? You're left with this
unbelievable
loser, McCarthy, whatever his name is. Might as well put Paul McCartney in there.
Tim, baseball
John
is
Smoltz,
just...
who's a former Atlanta Brave great, he does not like the manager's way of pulling pitchers out before the fifth inning, and he figured it would backfire eventually, and it did last night.
They burned through their you know, I mean, there's a lot of problems. Listen, nobody wants to hear us talk about baseball. I get it. We're going to drop listeners. But
you think the Dodgers could let Houston win a few games on account of all their hardships?
Fuck that, man. I don't like these Astros, by the way. I got a bad feeling on them.
I would like sports if the guys from that town that they're playing for lived in the town for 10 years.
That's a great
observation. There should be a new league where you're from the city that you're representing. You're not paid. You're not like they pay.
Well, Jerry Seinfeld. Jerry Seinfeld has a routine on that where he says, essentially, you're rooting for the clothes they're wearing, not for the guys themselves. Because they're just like, you have a guy plays for your team, and then he goes to the other team, and suddenly you're booing that guy.
You're rooting for basically the owner of the team, which is like a fantasy sports-like guy.
Well, but some of these teams, they got guys that have been their career players for their team, you know?
Once in a while, I guess.
But all right, thanks so much, Phil.
All right, Tim.
Talk to you later.
See you, Doug.
Bye. Bye, Phil.
Davey Lane, we got another 15 minutes of the show today, and then it's saying bye-bye. Mute your sports. Can we please mute your stream,
you
Davey?
They got career players for their team, you know.
Hello, Davey.
Davey, turn your thing down. We're looping through.
All right, Tim.
Oh, my God. Davey, you blew it. All right. Hey, here's a Genesis Alvarez calling in. Genesis? Hello.
Hi.
You blew it.
Sorry for my English. I'm from Mexico, so sorry if I speak pretty bad or something.
Are you calling in from Mexico, or are you in the United States at the moment?
I live in Mexico. I'm from León, Guanajuato. It's a small city.
Okay. What part of Mexico? What part of the state of the country are we looking at? If I'm looking at a map.
I'm from Guanajuato. It's a small city.
Yes, but what part is it? Are we by the
The Gulf?
Are we in the center?
See a Cortez?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I live in the center of Mexico.
Okay. Hey, did you have any earthquakes have come upon you this year?
Yes, in the center of Mexico, in the mere center, I mean, like... Distrito Federal or something. The earthquake was pretty big.
Did you feel it?
Here, a little bit.
Scary stuff. Well, how can I help you today, Genesis?
Well, I have a question. I think you guys of Tim and Eric are getting popular in here.
Really?
Lately.
Really?
I mean, lately. Yes.
Great minds do think alike.
So I have a question. Did you guys plan to come here anytime soon?
Not really.
No.
Doug says no.
No.
I would love to. I mean, listen, who knew? I don't.
That would be great, Tim.
I think we should get down there, do some shows down in Mexico. Where would we? We'd have to go to Mexico City. That would be it, right?
Yes. I mean, I have been watching you guys like the last 3 weeks. I mean, I have been doing my homework and my school stuff, and watching you guys and has helped me to concentrate on my homework. I mean, that's weird.
Well, that seems like it's having the opposite effect of being good entertainment. If you're watching something, you go, you know what, this sucks, I better go back to my home.
Tim, I got a great tour that we can do down in Mexico. We can hit Cancun.
And I'm a psychologist, so
Cabo.
You know, it's weird.
I see. You're connecting Tulum. To it on an intellectual level.
Acapulco.
Maybe.
Then we'll head
I
back.
I think you should come to Mexico anytime. I know people say that we live in a violent country.
No, we don't think
or something.
That.
But believe me, some cities are pretty amazing, pretty beautiful, and people in here are always so humble and.
Yes, we love the Mexican love people. We love the Mexican people.
Tim, you've been to Mexico, right?
Yes, yeah, several times. Are you kidding me?
I think I love Mexico. It's beautiful. It's like okay, you got the LA beaches. Imagine just keep going down, and you have like. Tons more.
Finally, you're in beaches that you can actually swim in. It's not 19 degrees.
And actually, Mexico seems like way more of like a free country somehow than the States. You know what I mean? Like, did you get that feeling there, Tim, when you went there?
Yeah, I did.
People just kind of like are more relaxed, and you can take a dog on the beach without some cop.
I did have a couple.
It seems more relaxed down
there. I stayed down there for about two or three weeks several years ago. In a town, I'm going to forget the name of the town. It was south of Mexico City in the mountains, and it was beautiful. You know, my only negative experience there was that the dogs at night would bark all night long, the dogs in the street, right? Am I right, Genesis?
Yes, you're right. I mean...
And they just... Boom, 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 these are I do great dog impressions. Doug, you do a dog impression. I think everyone wants to hear that. Go ahead. What the heck kind of dog is that?
You know when they're whining?
That all night long. That was driving me nuts a little bit. But the people couldn't have been nicer. I mean, we don't even have to mention the food. There's nothing better than Mexican food. Just the leash. And the people are wonderful. And Genesis, we appreciate your support, and I love having an international audience because we have to look outside these United States of ours if we want to succeed in creating an international community of great minds.
I'm down for like linking up with Mexico
you,
and just
Tim,
making it one
sure
big cool place.
I mean, I think it's pretty amazing and weird, and people need to see more of that because we live in a country where we have some repressive government.
Yeah.
I think we relate to something in that to your country.
Listen, and on behalf of the American people, I'd like to apologize for the slanderous, disgusting remarks our president has said about you, your people, and it's disgraceful, and we're embarrassed by it, and we hope that he doesn't
stay
around too long. So, on behalf of the United States, we love you, Mexico. We appreciate you. We appreciate your culture and your people, and especially we appreciate Tim and Eric fans. So thank you so much, Genesis, and good luck with all your studies.
I'm sorry.
Same to you. I wish you the best.
Bye. See,
I'm sorry.
Nice people call into this show. The good people. The good ones. Jeremiah Johnson calls in.
I'm sorry.
Jeremiah.
You got to turn your...
Hey, what's going on, Tim?
What's up, man? I got Doug Lusenhop here in the studio. How can I help you?
Very cool, man. Calling you from Little Rock, Arkansas. You ever traveled down this way before?
I've been down in Little Rock, Arkansas. Long time, though. We don't play there too much.
Man, I sure wish you did. You got more fans than you realize down here.
Oh, man, it's tough to get down there. It's hard to sell out some kind of place down there. How's it going down there in Little Rock, baby?
Man, it's going all right. It's going all right. I got a quick cultural question for you. You got a few minutes for a cultural question?
Go ahead, Jer.
All right, so I just made a comedic music video in which a friend of mine and I was a cowboy and he was a Native American Indian. And I've been receiving a lot of flack for this term, cultural appropriation of Native American culture. And I was wondering what your thoughts were on that.
Were you the cowboy or you were the Native American?
I was the cowboy and for lack of a better description, my light brown friend was the Native American, but he wasn't technically Native, and this was had a big problem with that.
Was this what was this again? Doug was playing Jug. I'm calling him Jug from now. Doug was playing some sample here. This was a comedy sketch or something.
Yeah, it was a music video that had nothing to do with the song. It was a song I made, and I was a cowboy, and he was a Native American. And we, you know, started off shooting cowboys and Indians, and then we ended up falling in love. It was a love story.
It's probably fine. I don't care if people are offended by it. You have to accept that people are offended by it. You have to accept that people are sensitive to these kind of things. I don't know who were Native Americans upset by this?
Well, no.
Who's watching this? 10 people?
It was liberal white people. That's how. Isn't that just strange?
I think people got to chill out with this cultural appropriation.
But no, the reason I asked you is because
I understand. I don't know. It's tricky. It's a minefield out there with stuff. I would say that's, you know, listen, there's a history there. These people were especially down there in Arkansas. I'm sure they were you got the Trail of Tears running right through there. You got to be careful, man. These people, is only a couple generations ago, people were getting slaughtered like the Holocaust.
Yeah, but liberal white people are upset about it?
Well, they're not really upset. They're just looking to clom on to some kind of fucking... They want to be... Everyone's got to be right away. And I understand that it's confusing, but just be careful with it, you know? I don't know.
So let me ask you this, though. So when you get on a platform of fame or success, is it then more accessible for you to venture into dressing up or doing certain things?
But look at our career. We don't rely on tropes like that. We don't need to lean on that crap because our ideas are so inventive and they're so forward. They're top shelf. They're not leaning on tropes. They're not leaning on racism. They're not leaning on broad character stuff. It's specific. It's unusual. It's hard to pin down what it is. And
I don't think this.
If somebody has a sketch they pitch to us and they say, well, it's just you dressed up as a Native American, I go, we probably have 10 ideas that are even better than that. Capooch?
Yeah, I think that's excellent advice. Have better ideas. Tim. Hey, buddy. Tim Heidecker told me to have better ideas. I'm sure everyone would agree with you.
All right, sure. Jeremiah. Good luck to you. I'm sure this storm too will pass.
Oh, I think so, Tim. Right. You take care now. You and DJ Doug Pound.
All right, brother. We'll talk to you soon. And listen, I'm culturally appropriating a Southern accent right here as we speak.
Tim, we live in the melting pot, the United States of America. Everything is a cultural appropriation everywhere you look, right?
I understand that. And listen, I do all kinds of weird voices and it can be considered offensive, but so, you know what? If you offend people, then that's what you end up doing. You offend people. Are you going to go to jail because of it?
Hurt.
You got to be allowed to make some mistakes. You got to be allowed to cross the line and be able to come back and work. But, you know, you'll be judged by the marketplace. If people want to give you that room, going to give you a little bit of room to mess up, and the ideas are good enough or the content is fun enough or funny enough or interesting enough, you'll be all right. But if that's all you got going is 10 people and your social justice warrior friends are shaming you, you know, what are you doing this for anyways? I don't know.
Well,
making some music video. Give me a break. We don't need any more music videos.
Nice.
Lane.
Hello?
Hey, Lane.
Hey, I'm so glad I caught you guys. I just went on my lunch break.
Oh, well.
Where are you working?
Nothing funny about that.
I know, it's nothing funny. The Pepsi distribution center down here in North Florida.
Getting them Pepsis out.
Yeah.
You gotta get
a quick question. I'm stumped on a word, how to spell it.
Oh, I don't know what kind of help we're going to be.
What's the word?
How?
I do have the internet here.
Just a quick one. How do you spell SNL?
ESSENELL.
Is it like the like pronunciation spelled out, or is it just the letters?
What are you talking about? The show, Saturday Night Live, the short version?
Yeah. How do you spell SNL?
SNL.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I was just making sure.
All right, Lane, listen, everyone's thirsty out there in America. Get back to work, would you? We got to get them Pepsis out there.
I know. I got a 9-to-5 job. I'm about to clock back in.
All right, Lane, take care.
All right, bye.
She had a lot of fun with that. I don't know what she think. You think she thought she was being funny? I mean, I liked it. I don't care. I liked her because it seemed like she was having fun. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening today to Office Hours. It's been so much fun having you. I want to thank DJ Doug Bound for being on the show today.
Thanks, Tim. I would like to thank Tim for having me on his show today.
Thank you so much to Brendan Walsh for calling in to give us the update on the Gelson's comedy show. And maybe we'll see Doug next week if he's around. I'm going to be around. Next week we'll do a show, and then I will be out of town the week following that. And then I don't know what's going to happen. We'll have to take it week by week. Thank you guys so much. This has been a really fun time. Have a great weekend. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. I'll be in New York November 10th through 13th.
What are you going to be in? Wait, what's this? What are you going to be in New York? What are you doing?
I'm doing a few shows in New York.
This November. Is huge. What's the deal?
Just, follow me on the socials and you'll find out.
Is this with you? Who are you doing the show with?
My friends in this band, Onomatoguchi, are flying me out.
Cool.
I'm going to do a few other shows while I'm there. Why the heck not?
Good for you, Doug. I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
Wow.